Dozens of diplomats from 5 continents will arrive in Boston at the beginning of next week to get to know the city. It's part of the Experience America Tour, which shows foreign diplomats a different U.S. city every year. Experience America is hosted by the United States Ambassador Rufus Gifford. And beyond his role as the U.S.'s chief of protocol, Ambassador Gifford calls Massachusetts home. He grew up in Manchester by the Sea and lives in Concord. Ambassador Gifford sat down with us to talk about this trip, and I started by asking him what exactly does the chief of protocol and his office do?
Well, honestly, my responsibilities are fairly wide ranging, honestly. The way I like to boil it down is we're in essence the primary liaison between foreign governments and the Biden administration. So in essence, anytime a foreign leader is interacting with the president, the vice president, the first lady, or the secretary of state, protocol is always there putting the trips together. And in addition to that, we are essentially the chief of the diplomatic corps right here in Washington, D.C. So any foreign ambassadors that are living and working in Washington, we are essentially responsible for all of them. It's a much more in-depth job than everything I just said, but in the 30-second version, that's in essence what the job's
called. And to be really clear, when you say protocol, you mean everything from do we shake hands to do we exchange gifts to what are people supposed to be called to who it gets introduced first, who goes through the door first or sits, all those kinds of things, right?
That's absolutely true. But that being said, I think that's the sense you get when you hear the term protocol. But our office also we put together, whether it's major events and summits, anything that the president is engaged in as it relates to foreign leaders, protocol has a lead role in that. So it's everything from gift exchange to the way you address someone, but also putting together these major events and summits. So anytime the president travels overseas, we go along for the ride. I was the first to shake President Vladimir Zelensky's hand when he landed in Washington in December of this year. So it's very, very wide ranging. It never is boring. I can tell you that it's always, always, always an adventure and truly the honor of a lifetime.
So you mentioned both events and the fact that you're, sort of de facto, or for lack of a better term, responsible for the foreign diplomatic corps that is in Washington, D.C. And we're talking because those two things are meeting, right? You're bringing a group of diplomats from other countries who are normally based in D.C. to Boston for the 26th through the 28th, essentially on what I'm assuming in sort of layperson's terms is a trade mission. Is that fair? Is that what we're doing?
It's a little bit more than a trade mission. I think that is in part a trade mission, but ultimately this is part of what we call the Experience America program. People talk about being inside the Beltway and having kind of a Beltway mentality, Americans. But I actually think that's true in some ways with the diplomatic corps as well. So often foreign ambassadors get so sucked into the Washington world, and we have an enormous country to explore. So when we think about Experience America and we think about our responsibility in the protocol office, it's actually about introducing these remarkable women and men, and they truly are. If you're a foreign ambassador to the United States, you are, if not the one of the most prominent foreign policy experts in whatever country you are from. So to bring these women and men around and introduce them to cities, and of course, Boston is very much on the everyone's international radar, but some of these ambassadors may never have gone there before and never really taken a deep dive into not just the private sector piece of what we are going to be doing on Monday and Tuesday of next week, but also cultural, also the education pieces. Trying to really get a sense of what these cities and towns all over the United States, what makes them special. And of course, I am biased as a Massachusetts native. It made very much sense to me that for the first major Experience America trip that we go back to my hometown. So thrilled about that.
Okay. And, all for the home team. I also find myself wondering if you're trying to give people from another country who are inside the D.C. bubble a really good look at what is America. I'm thinking Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Kansas, Boston. again, all for the home team, but Boston is a very metropolitan city that they might have gotten to. So how do you make those picks? And is there anybody who's mad at you when you pick one place and not another? I mean, this is these are real visits.
Well, without a doubt, and I'll take the anger. Look, if someone wants to help us put together a trip to Grand Rapids or Kansas City, sign me up for that. And I hope we have the opportunity to go there. But when I think about Boston, when I think about my hometown, and it's some of the things that Boston is known for, and I actually think not enough people know this. They do regionally, but they may not do internationally. What a leader Massachusetts is in life sciences, biotech, climate. We really want to do a bit of a deep dive, as much as you can do a deep dive in 36 hours, and really introduce them to not only the major businesses, the major economies that have really grown up in and around the city, but also some of the newer ones. So some of the research facilities and some of the entrepreneurs that are really driving the economy in and around Boston. So I always think there's more to do. Not that we're not going to go to second or third tier cities that maybe never attract ambassadors, but I really think, and again, I'm biased. I will be the first to tell you that I'm biased, but I am really, really excited to do a deep dive into my hometown. And we'll be taking these ambassadors to from everything to Harvard and MIT to the Kennedy Library and Fenway Park, as well as introduce them to some of the most prominent business leaders in and around the city. So I think we're going to do a pretty exciting introduction into Boston. Hopefully there'll be some real legitimate partnerships built from it.
So what does a legitimate partnership look like?
So I think historically, any one of a number of different things have happened. It could be as simple as an airline, a foreign airline or a domestic airline may be wanting to start a new route from Boston to their country. Perhaps it's an education exchange. We will, as I said, be going to Harvard and MIT. And you think about the international student population, which Boston has fostered over the course of our history. And we could certainly see more of that. And again, if you think about the atmosphere that exists with life sciences or climate, maybe there are, when we think about foreign direct investment, maybe there are foreign businesses that want to look at Boston or the larger New England region as an opportunity to start up some sort of U.S. subsidiary. And this has happened before. And we're going to be introducing them to business political leaders that could actually help build those relationships. And I will say I did this. I did serve as U.S. ambassador to Denmark in the second term of the Obama administration. And we brought a trade delegation to Washington, D.C., and then at my urging to Boston. And if you look at, not only are there now nonstop flights between Boston Logan Airport and Copenhagen, which there are, if you look at one half of Vineyard Wind, that is something called Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, which is a Danish business. So things like that can absolutely and directly come from initiatives like this. And we very much hope more can be built.
To be clear, you're drawing a direct line to Copenhagen. I'm sorry, I missed the full name of the company, and Vineyard Wind from that visit, from that time.
I will never take full credit for anything that has happened. But the point is there was obviously the environment that existed in Boston. Former Governor Deval Patrick was very committed to investing in wind. We know about that. And we feel like we create an environment where we brought foreign investment to help learn more about the climate in Massachusetts. And that led to some of this investment that we're seeing. And I think that coming out of trips like this, we can see more of those. That's what a successful trip looks like to me.
We're talking with Ambassador Rufus Gifford, raised in Manchester by the Sea, yes?
Raised in Manchester by the Sea, now I consider myself a proud resident of Concord, Massachusetts.
And chief of protocol for the United States of America. About this upcoming trip, you're bringing a number of diplomats from Washington, D.C. who are from other countries here to Greater Boston. So a few other questions for you sort of on the logistics of this trip. Who's coming? What countries are represented? How many are coming? And what are some of the key countries represented?
It's five continents, I can tell you that. So you're going to see countries big and small, from Europe, from Central and South America, from Australia and Oceania and Asia. So it's across the board. We invite everybody. Not everybody can come, but it will be a broad swath. So I think you'll see every region of the globe represented over this 36-hour trip that we have to Boston next week.
And in addition to places like you mentioned, Harvard and MIT, and I know you're looking at some, you're emphasizing life sciences and biotech, a Pfizer, for example, MassBio, Kennedy Library, any like little local restaurants or local shops? Is there a chance for them to meet, sort of the everyday people in Greater Boston?
Well, this is actually one of the fun things. So on Monday night, our second night there, one of the kind of key sort of fun things about this these trips is that we actually split all the ambassadors up and we find hosts, local hosts who are either willing to open up their homes or host us at local restaurants. So the idea behind it, and it isn't always just being spoken to by these organizations or business leaders or political leaders. This is actually and allows them to have a conversation with local members of the community, whether they are, again, whether they are business or cultural or political leaders. And so I think we have five or six of those dinners planned in and around the city, both at people's private homes and also at restaurants. So,
and yes. Can you tell us who any of the hosts are?
Oh, I don't want to. I don't think I can do that right now, sadly. But I will say it this way. There's a number of folks who have been ambassadors before, who are engaged in diplomatic work, et cetera, and are very, very eager to welcome some of these ambassadors into their city.
So, you did mention earlier Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, Vineyard Wind, the possibility of business investment, et cetera. And I am mindful, and I want to ask you how you think about that, especially with somebody as somebody who's really got sort of local residency skin in the game on this, right? Proud resident of Concord now, grew up in Manchester by the Sea. When one does something like this, regardless, one is picking winners and losers. You picked life sciences and biotech, right? Local farming is huge in our area. We have a brewing industry that is up and coming. There are lots of other industries, lots of restaurants that nobody will go to. Cities and towns like a Hartford, Connecticut, or a Providence, Rhode Island, who are going to say, hey, right? You're always picking winners and losers. How do you think about that, about the power of the choices that you're making here? And equity and fairness, what are the things you put in place?
Yeah, all terms that are near and dear to my heart in every way. So I think about it in two ways. One, I think about it as it relates to the place where we're visiting. Does it have the right climate, in essence, to host, to understand what it means to actually have between 30 and 40 of these most influential folks from around the globe coming to Boston, and to be able to have to be able to host them and understand the value of this. So that really does matter. Secondarily, I actually think about my, you don't want to say clients, but in essence, in this sense, my clients are the foreign ambassadors. And what do we want to show them? And taking it back to my experience as ambassador before, one of the things that I always loved about serving in Denmark is that they actually had technology that did not exist in the United States, right? So they were very invested in offshore wind. And up until a couple of years ago, there was no offshore wind in the United States of America. And that, of course, is changing quickly. And one of the reasons why it's changing is because some of these foreign companies who do know how to do it and do it cost effectively in a way that's saving the planet came and looked at regions of the country like New England. So one of the reasons why we focus on things like life sciences, biotech, climate, is because some of these countries that will be visiting us in Boston next week may have technology that can allow us to continue to grow. When I think about putting this together, when I think about the local community, what they have to offer, and of course I'm biased, Not as I've said multiple times now, but also about the people who are visiting and what they can get from it. And I think Boston is a real good place to start. Remember, we're just coming out of COVID. We haven't done this in quite some time. And if we could, we'd do this in every city across the globe and invite these ambassadors to see the best and the brightest of every community, big and small. But in Boston, I think we got a nice little recipe for success here.
Place you're most excited to visit?
Yeah, well, so me, it's Fenway.
All right.
So I've been to Fenway over and over and over again over the course of my life. And now we get a backstage tour, which I have never done. So I am thrilled. I am thrilled about that. Separate and apart from that, I know we have a few hours at some labs at Harvard and MIT. I'm a nerd deep down, and I'm incredibly, incredibly excited to see what's being developed.
Yeah, but you picked Fenway.
Well, but I picked Fenway.
And I get it. No. Will traffic be terrible and security be high with all these diplomats coming through the city?
It shouldn't be too bad. No, it's we will, of course, check all the security boxes that we need to check, but it should be a fairly mellow footprint for all involved. And we will, in essence, be providing one nice bit of transportation for folks and a little bit of bonding on a bus over the course of 36 hours for all these ambassadors, which is nice for them as well, too. Because, again, coming out of COVID, to build these diplomatic communities in cities and towns around the United States hasn't happened for a few years. And it's nice to be able to bring this back again.
All right. Rufus Gifford is United States Ambassador and Chief of Protocol, and he's leading the 28th Experience America Tour, which will come to Boston March 26th through 28th. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you, Tiziana. It's an honor to be with you.